We know there's at-home health testing. You can find out if you're pregnant, if you have HIV. But before COVID, testing at home for respiratory diseases was virtually unheard of. And now in the wake of the pandemic, people are wondering why they aren't more common, especially with common viral infections like the flu. Why isn't there a flu at-home test? Brittany Trang, reporter with our friends at STAT, the health and medicine publication, has been looking into this. Brittany, first, are there these flu tests anywhere else in the world?
Yeah. For example, Canada and Europe have given the green light to at least one at-home COVID and flu molecular test. So you can test for flu and COVID with the same sample. And so other countries have approved some of this technology.
Well, but so what's going on here? We understand part of the hang-up is perhaps the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is a little more conscientious, some would say, or a little more foot-dragging, others would say. Remind us of the history here, for instance, with the at-home pregnancy tests.
Yeah, so there was a lot of hesitance for at-home pregnancy tests. Some of it was quite patronizing, like women wouldn't know what to do, or they might be very upset.
How could you have any kind of a test without a doctor present?
Exactly. So a lot of historical concerns have been about the result being immediately connected to some sort of care and next steps.
Right.
However, with telehealth, some of these things are no longer complete obstacles. We have pathways around some of them.
Well, given that, what have been some of the problems with getting a flu test here in the U.S.?
Historically, flu tests that are rapid antigen, like we are familiar with COVID, have not been super accurate, but about 5 years ago, the FDA reclassified these and had higher controls for them. So rapid flu tests are now much more accurate than they were in the past. But however, the flu tests also need to be certified every year to make sure that they are able to detect the strains that are circulating.
Right. Well, and what would be the importance of having a flu test? I mean, why would that be so beneficial, in particular when it's flu?
Yes. Clinicians I've talked to have emphasized, especially now that we're doing a lot of telehealth, if you have COVID at home, the telehealth provider can ask you to take a COVID test, but there isn't anything analogous for flu. So they will just kind of walk through a checklist and say, hey, you're experiencing flu-like symptoms, you're negative for COVID. Maybe you do have the flu because it's flu season. But without this home test, people might start over-prescribing antivirals if you maybe don't have the flu, but we can't judge it one way or the other because you can't get tested.
I'm thinking that if you have an at-home flu test, first of all, you're not walking around with the flu to go to a doctor or a clinic. But secondly, you can know immediately if you have the flu rather than having your doctor try to guess over the phone or something. And you can get the medication, which you have to get within a certain amount of time.
Exactly.
So what is the sense that there is going to, you know, some of this red tape will be broken through and there will be an at-home flu test?
Just yesterday, one of the companies, Lucera, that I wrote about, they had applied to have a test approved for at-home use with a prescription. But what they got approval for was a point-of-care test, which has to still be conducted in a healthcare setting. This seems to indicate that maybe no tests have yet cleared the bar for what the FDA thinks is appropriate for an at-home test.
Right. But at least we're on our way with a test. So we'll see what happens there. Brittany Trang with our friends at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Thank you so much.
Thank you.